This is the Advent season. Today's the first Sunday of Advent. We have our Advent wreath, which we set up every year. We light a candle every Sunday. Each candle has a special representation as we walk towards Christmas Day. We will conclude, of course, Christmas Eve here. It is our tradition at 11 p.m. We bring the kids in their pajamas, whatever. We come, have a candlelight service Christmas Eve. That's when we light the center candle, and it's a great time to be together. Don't you love this time of year? I do. It's an awesome time. And I know a lot of churches, they just light the candle. Not a lot is said. But I think it's important that we put shoe leather on these candles and what they represent. Last year, I was so ministered to some of the stories I heard. And this year, it will be no different. In the early service, we had Agnes and Dave light a candle. This Sunday is the hope candle. And so we're going to look at hope. Next Sunday is love, and Claire will be here. She'll light the love candle. Has an incredible story to tell you about a little boy named John that I've already heard that you'll love. And then we'll have joy, which is the little pink candle, and peace, which, and then, of course, Christmas Eve. But today is hope, and I've asked folks to share and light the candle for us and tell their own story of how significant hope is in their lives. And we're going to be ministering on hope. An incredible hope that God has for each and every one of us. And I've asked Kenny Collins to share this Sunday. This has been a unique year for him and his family with the loss of Peggy. And hope has been center stage in his life and in their family. And I'd like you to just put your hands together and greet him as he comes and shares with us and lights the candle of hope for us today. Amen.
The Lord gave me a cough so that I could make this really short.
Still kind of tender. Sometimes we try to spiritualize everything. God's a simple God. And sometimes we try to spiritualize and try to make something extremely spiritual. That's really just part of walking with him. Does that make sense? So we take a little story that's common with all of the believers, and we try to blow that up to make it sound really, really spiritual. Okay? For me, hope, when I was going through my walk here, there were several little instances in the following few weeks and months, within a matter of just a few minutes, that God would speak something to me. Very short, very small, very definite. And I knew that he was trying to cover some bases with me. And one of the things that he took me to was John chapter 6. And start with verse 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to go away?" But Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." I didn't think it'd be this hard. Sometimes when we're going through something, we'll get frustrated. I was reading in the middle Psalms, and David is really angry at the Lord. And you go from like Psalms 35 to 60 or 70, and he's pouring himself out to the Lord. Why is it that your people are suffering and hungry and hurt, and all of the nations around us that hate you are being blessed? And it occurred to me in that midst of that, that David knew God so well that he could pour his heart out to him, even to the point of being angry with him. Now, in our insecurity and ignorance, I don't know about you, but there's lots of times that I go before the Lord and I call it praying, and it was really murmuring and complaining. But it sounds more spiritual, like I was said. It sounds more spiritual if I'd say I was praying. Okay. The other thing we do is we come before him and we try to tell him what we think he wants to hear. And the whole time he sees our heart. And David didn't do that. David came and poured his heart out to him and told him exactly how he felt. So, I wasn't happy with the outcome. So, I'm upset at the Lord. I'm angry with the Lord for all the prayers, everything that went in, and he still took her home. So, I'm not happy. And so, I'm pouring myself out to him. And this is the verse that came to me. And if you notice, Peter's not real religious in this, his response. He's not trying to make this great spiritual statement. He doesn't tell the Lord, Lord, we're your 12. I'm one of the inner three. Don't you realize how great that is for me? He doesn't elaborate and try to make this thing spiritual. It's a simple statement by him. Where else would we go? Buddha doesn't have the answer. Muhammad doesn't have the answer. Hindus don't have the answer. There is no place else to go. You either are who you say you are. You either rose from the dead. You're seated at the right hand of God. You either are who you say you are, or we are hopeless. It's that simple. It's not real spiritual. It's not. It's just that's how it is. And so it was a release for me to be able to say, Lord, right now, between you and I, I'm just hanging on to that hope. The definition of hope, a feeling of expectation, a desire for a certain thing to happen. The difference between hanging on and giving up. And for a lot of us, there are times in our life where we would like to be spiritual. We would like to have this great oration of all this stuff. But instead, we're just hanging on. And we're believing that God is the God he says he is. And that God did what he said he would do. And there is a day when we will be reunited.